NLCS Game 2 in Los Angeles. The Dodgers looking to take a 2-0 series lead over the Cubs. They send Rich Hill to the mound. Chicago sending the veteran John Lester. Pick up the action in the first. Hill looking good facing Anthony Rizzo.
The 1-2 pitch on the way. Curveball swung on and missed. Strike three. And the 2-2 from Hill. Curveball called. Strike three. Cubs don't score. Get a leadoff single by Jay, but he never left first base. The 0-2 swing and a miss. Strike three. A fastball got him. Five in a row set down by Hill. Three on strikeouts. Here's the 1-2. Bryant swings and misses. Strike three. Another fastball. This can get to be a very loud ballpark. Like right now. The 3-2. A swing and a pop fly. Shallow right. Baez angling over and calling. It's Hayward coming in and making the catch. Jason Hayward running in. Had the easier play. He called off Baez. Jason caught it on the run to end the inning.
He wears his heart on his sleeve out there. Here's his 1-2 to Russell. And there's a bullet into the left field corner. Gone! A home run. Cubs lead 1-0. Addison Russell with a line shot home run. They give Turner a little room out in left center. The 2-2 from Lester. Swinging a ground ball. Base hit into right. And the game is tied. Culberson scores, and it's 1-1.
Two outs, two on. The pitch. Fly ball, deep center field, in trouble. All the way back is Martin. It's a home run. Game-winning home run for Justin Turner.
Justin Turner with his first career walk-off home run, regular season or postseason, as the Dodgers win it 4-1 and take a 2-0 series lead. It's the first Dodger postseason walk-off homer since Kirk Gibson back in the 1988 World Series. It was on this very same day 29 years ago. Rich Hill a no decision, going five frames, allowing one run. The bullpen sensational, going four hitless innings, capped by Kenley Jansen getting the victory. Jansen has tossed six scoreless innings in this postseason. The Cubs are 0-24 against the LA bullpen in the series. The scene now shifts to Wrigley for Game 3 on Tuesday. Kyle Hendricks against Yu Darvish. The Cubs fall in Game 2 and find themselves in an 0-2 hole in the series. Manager Joe Maddon spoke after.
So I really just needed him for the save. We needed him for the save tonight. There was limited. He had limited pitches. It was one inning only. In these circumstances, you don't get him up and then don't get him in. So if we had caught the lead, he would have pitched. That's it.
Third row, center.
Joe, letting Almora hit against Jansen, you haven't really let him hit against righties, and it's one of the tougher ones in the league. What was the thought process there?
He's, among all of our guys, he's the guy that makes contact, regardless of, you know, it might not be a high average sometimes against the righty, but I thought he had a better chance of making contact. If you look the way he pitches, and again, if you dig deeper, our lefties were really not a good matchup, I didn't think, for him at that point. I thought he would move the baseball, and he did.
Same road to the right.
Yes, sir. Why Lackey in that spot?
Because he was going to pitch the next inning, too, and two righties coming up right there. I liked him a lot on the first guy, Taylor. Once that walk occurred, then you know, all bets are off against Turner. Nobody's a really great matchup against Turner, so it just did not work out. I liked him against the first guy.
Back to the center there.
Joe, the approach against the bullpen in general, are you happy with it? Is it, I mean, obviously the results you're not happy with, but.
Well, we scored one run today. That's the issue. We've scored 11 runs in six games during the playoffs. We had, like I said, five with 10 and one with 9, and now it's six with 11. So we just have to become more offensive. It was a great game. I thought our defense was outstanding. We played great defense all over the field. Really entertaining game. They got us in the end. That just happens sometimes. I thought the defense was great. I thought Johnny Lester, we hung with it as long as we could. That's part of the issue there. I mean, just if we had gotten Johnny deeper into that game, then the bullpen usage can be different. But was it 4 2/3, and then you're pressed with these other guys sooner, and that makes the end of the game tougher.
Staying right there.
Is a guy like Lackey, who's a starter, is that kind of the risk you take in terms of the first batter? There might not have the command right away, and I mean the walk was the
It was the big play. But I'm just betting on his experience right there as much as anything. I know that he went out there and wanted and tried to make the pitches that he wanted to make. I knew that the crowd would not affect him. And it didn't. I mean, he just, you know, the first walk, he just kept trying to get Taylor to chase. Once he got to two strikes and he didn't chase, to the hitter's credit. And then I didn't see the last pitch to Turner, but obviously it was pretty good. But I really thought that John would not be affected by the moment.
Last row to the right.
Yes, sir.
Joe in the back. With Carl, mission accomplished for him. Yep. The cameras caught you kind of giving him a message
yep.
in the dugout after. What was the message?
You know, pretty much that's you right there, brother. You know, you can do that. You know you can do that. You got four outs, I believe. And hopefully that's going to pick him up for the rest of the series. But that's what we've seen on a more consistent basis this past season. The outliers have been what you saw in Washington where the performance wasn't as good. But for the most part, what you saw tonight came out like 96, 97, 98. Second inning, maybe down to 96, but made some really good pitches.
Hey, Joe.
Stay back to the left.
Joe.
I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Hey, does a loss like this sting more than a quote-unquote normal loss?
It's a loss. You could always come back to the ninth inning and point out the guy hit a home run, but we got to do better than one run. We just got to do better than that. Offensively, we've kind of been stifled. We're pretty fortunate to be in this position right now based on the number of runs we scored over the last week. So we have to do a better job at the plate. Like I said, to the starter, we got to get the starter more deeply into the game to really permit the way you want to use your bullpen.
Third row to the right here.
Relied on your experience throughout this whole postseason. It's one of your strengths. How about now, losing this team in this manner, going back home?
I know we'll be fine. I know we'll get a good day's rest tomorrow. We'll come out and play our game on Tuesday. We got Kyle going, which is good for us. They have a good pitcher also. But listen, we lost two tough games here, with very difficult games. I thought we represented ourselves well. Again, today, typically, I love the defense. I thought it was outstanding. We just did not get the hits, and that's been pretty much the motif this entire postseason. We've had one really good offensive game, and even in that game, a lot of the runs were scored in awkward ways. We just got to start hitting more consistently.
Anything else for Joe?
Yeah.
Bill, to the right.
Just to clarify, Joe, you said Wade was only available for one inning.
Yeah.
If that had not been true, would he have been in the ninth inning, or are you holding off for the save situation?
No, I don't necessarily hold off for the save. I mean, in the situation tonight, coming off of his last performance, the other thing you have to consider is this. Understand, when you have a guy like that and coming off the performance that he had, to warm him up and then not use him is equally as bad. Like, another warm him up, not put him in a game, and then ask him to pitch maybe two innings later. That's really not good form. So tonight, really was waiting for that opportunity to grab a lead and then throw him out there. That's what it was all about. There was no way he was pitching more than one, and that was pretty much it.
Up front in the center?
Yes.
Joe, what's different about this Dodger team opposed to last season?
And not a whole lot for me. You saw two really closely contested games. I think the difference is if you remember last year, we didn't score any runs early on against the Dodgers. Then we did, and then we finally got them. I think for more than anything, they're very similar in my mind's eye. It's just that we have to get our offense going.
Addison Russell accounts for the lone Cubs run with a solo shot. He talked after the game.
It is what it is, We just turn the page, go back to Chicago, and look forward to winning.
Your message to Cub fans?
Yeah, thank you for supporting us, We're going to need all the support that we can have. They're sticking right beside us, so we're going to try and pull this thing out for them.
Addison, as much as you can share, how much was being said in this room after the game about the resolve that this team still has?
Not much is really said. I feel like we know that we've came back from, a 2-0 spread. I feel like all of us are still confident, we're just gonna turn the page on this loss. Of course it stings, but we're looking forward to winning in Chicago.
When you look at the way they've approached you from their pitching to your hitting, has anything surprised you about the way they've been throwing pitches to you guys in this series?
Yeah. Their pitchers are doing a great job. As far as our hitters, I think that we're doing a great job too. We just need to stick with our approach and not chase out of the zone. I think that we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Have they been trying to get you guys to chase more than you maybe expected?
I believe so. I think that's part of their game plan. We just got to stay within our approach, stay within our zone, and things will happen.
Does it help that after facing lefties in games 1 and 2, you'll have a different look with Darvish in game 3?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to wash away this loss right now, and once it comes time to, pick up things that we need to pick up on Yu Darvish, then, it's that time. But, right now, we're just looking forward, to go back to Chicago, relax, get our bodies right, just get our minds right, and looking forward to playing at Wrigley.
How much of a different look is the Dodger bullpen than what you saw in this very same series last year?
Yeah, got a couple starters in there, you know. They're using the bullpen pretty well right now, so they have their game plan, we have ours, you know, we just got to execute our game plan. They've been executing theirs, and, you know, that's not saying that their guys are better than our guys. It's just, we just haven't had things go our way.
Last one for me. Your approach against Hill there, obviously he's got a great curve bubble. What told you in your preparation to expect the fastball there for your home run?
Yeah, with a guy like that, you know, I'm always expecting a fastball and just any type of count. And that's what I was looking for. I ended up leaving a fastball over the zone, and, you know, I didn't try to do too much. He's a great pitcher, you know, and, you know, we just put a good swing on it, and it went out.
John Lackey gives up the ninth inning 3-run homer to Justin Turner. Lackey spoke after the game.
I just, bad location, probably bad selection as well.
You are not used to being in that situation. Did that have anything in terms of coming out of the bullpen? Did that have anything to do with it?
No, I mean, you want to be in these games, and, you know, it's not typical, you know, where I'm usually in them, but, you know, still got to try to get the job done.
Well, now you have to get the job done back home to bring the series back here. You're down 0-2. The mindset of this team right now, back against the wall once again.
Just try to win a ball game. Don't make it too complicated.
What was your thought process as you approached the mound and then had to be in that situation where you had to face Justin Turner?
I mean, I faced Justin Turner, a bunch of times. He was obviously a good hitter, and I just didn't execute a pitch.
John, the fact that you guys have battled back in series before and in big games down the stretch, does that help going into Tuesday night?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of experience in this room. I mean, it's not ideal being down 2-0, but, you know, we've got a chance for going home.
Johnny, you had a little two-seam action on that. Were you trying to keep it away, or were you trying to run it in on it a little harder?
Yeah. I'll talk to my pitching coach about that.
John, what was the discussion like back there? Did you know when you were going in, when to get ready, all that, in comparison to, like, maybe Wade or someone else?
No, the bullpen, you just, whenever your name's called, try to do something.
There was a time during this the stint that you were out there that you and Wilson had to keep communicating back and forth. What was going on with all of that?
Yeah, we had a little trouble getting on the same page, you know, what pitch I wanted to throw. But it happens sometimes.
As a guy who's a veteran in that situation, you control that situation, not the catcher, correct?
Correct, yeah. Every pitch I throw is on me.
In an 0-2 hole, the scene now shifts to Wrigley Field on Tuesday. Kyle Hendricks on the hill.